Jesus, keep me far more wrong. Oh, 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 oh. I as low as I will, yeah, Lord, close to thee, close to thee, just a closer walk with me. Granted, Jesus is my my plea, daily, daily, Lord, with you, my Father, daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be, just a closer walk with, just a closer walk with you, my Lord Jesus, dear. Until Jesus is my plea, daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. When my feeble life is over, when it's over,
a closer look, closer walk with him.
Yes, sir.
So that's why we came here, amen, to get more closer to him as we go along the way. So we thank the Lord for granting us another Sunday morning to be in his house. And we are going to do our Sunday school as usual. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for giving us another day, not just another day, but another opportunity to get closer to you, O Lord, because many people have got this privilege to see this day, but it's not an opportunity to them to get closer to you, O Lord. But as we stand in your presence, O Lord, we believe, O Heavenly Father, as you show your face, as you display your face to us, O Lord, and as we look at this face, we'll be made more like this face, O Lord. Like Moses was standing constantly in your presence. When he came out of that presence, O Lord, it was shining of your glory. Let us shine of the same glory, O Lord. Take away anything in us that doesn't give glory to you, O Lord, as we come surrendering ourselves into your hands, O Lord, believing, O Lord, that you that started this job, you will make it complete, O Lord, and anything that doesn't confess your nature in us, you will get it away of us, you'll cut it off, O Lord, and we'll be more like you. Bless your people for coming. O Lord, heal our diseases. Grant us the deepest desire of our hearts, O Lord. Bless us as we stand in your presence. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Let's open 1 Corinthians 12, 26. Please, is there someone at the... I forgot my glasses, so I can't really read. If it can be displayed here, it will help me a lot. No, I forgot them home. Yeah, I'm not used to. Yeah, please, yeah. I'm not used to wearing glasses yet, so I always forget them. So I'll do my best. So 1 Corinthians 12, from verse 26 and 27. And where the one member suffer, all the members suffer with it. Or one member be honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ and members in particular. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, Brother George. So we still talking on our topic we started last Sunday, so we just want to finish it today. When I was saying we're going to have part two of the topic, I didn't even know what part two will be made of. Amen. But when Brother Wilmo preached last Friday, he gave me part two. So when I was saying that I picked a few things from what you preached, I was not joking. It was really, so we saw last week that we are one body, and as members of the body, our job is to minister for the good of the body. If God has placed one, you, whatever part in your physical body, that part has to play a role to minister to the well-being of the rest of the body. The eyes have to play their role so that the rest of the body will benefit from what the eyes are doing. So we saw that as a body, a spiritual body of Christ, each one of us has a role to play. And we have to play that role. If you don't play that role, it won't benefit the body. There's no idle member in the body. There's no useless or less important member in the body. We saw it last time that just get your fingernail, you know, not playing its role. You'll find that when you need to scratch yourself somewhere, when you don't have that fingernail, you feel that the whole body is affected. But you can just say, this fingernail, I don't need it. What's its role? What its importance? You know, that's why we are a body, and every one of us has to play its role. And if you don't play your role, the prophet say, you don't have the right to worship if you don't take your right position in the body. You don't even have the right to worship. I'm going to read it so it's fresh in our mind. And Christ will only meet the believer. The believer can only worship Christ as he is positionally placed in Christ. You can worship only if you take your right position in the body. As long as you are not rightly positioned in the body, there's no even worship. So we come to church not just to sit and go, but every one of us has to find their position and play their role. That's why if the song leader is not there to lead the songs, you'll find that there's a dysfunction somewhere. If the sisters that, we always put it sisters, but it shouldn't be only sisters that clean the church, you know. Amen. And it has become like it should be sisters, you know. The sisters must clean the church. No, it shouldn't be only sisters. We grew up in a church where us young boys, we were going to clean the church. Amen. Amen. It was the job of the boys in the church. We were there doing it. Not the married people. We leave them look after their families. Us young men will go and, you know, it was a church of 10,000 members. It was not a small church like this one. 10,000, a big hall. And with wooden, you know, pews. Not a light one like that, this one that you can lift like this. You'll hold one on this hand, the other one, you come back with a painful back, you know. Amen. But we'll do it every Saturday. You play your role in the body, you know. So not playing it is a sin. you know, not ministering to the rest of the body. When the body gets sick, if the mouth didn't open up to allow food to go in, the body will get sick. Amen. And the mouth will be blamed. Amen. That's what we saw last week. Today we want to see another aspect of it. Your role. If you don't play correctly your role, or if you misuse your role in the body, it can become a problem to the body as well. Amen? So anything you do, make sure it is for the good of the body. Because you can do something, instead of helping the body, it may become a problem to the body. You may become the issue to the body. That's why when Brother Wilma was saying, I've just copied these sentences, it was very helpful. Cut anything in your life that stops you to be a blessing to the body. Amen. Amen. Anything in you, because if that thing in you is a hindrance to the blessing of the body, do your best to cut it off. Amen. Otherwise, you're going to affect all the body. Right. He said also, just be honest to yourself. I'm sorry, quoting you, Brother Wilmore. Examine yourself through God's microscope. Otherwise, God will have to cut it off in a very painful way. We don't have to be cut it off in a very painful way. It doesn't have to be cut it off like that. God gives you an opportunity because God wants his body to be blessed. And he wants you to be a blessing to his body. But if it's your role now to go and examine, am I a blessing to the body? And God gives you always the opportunity to examine yourself and come under his word, so that his word can cut off any excess flesh in a nice and kind way. If you come willingly, confessing your sin, accepting that the sword of the word of God cut off any excess flesh. But if you don't, God will have to do it in a very painful way. Because God wants the welfare of the body. Amen. He doesn't want his body to be sick. If you are the cause of the sickness, God will give you a good lesson. Amen. Amen. There's an example in the Bible. We're going to take it. The prophet says, you know that story of Achan in the time of Joshua. It was the body of the church of God was a victorious church. As long as all the members were working to minister for the good of the body. Everybody was happy. They were going from victory to victory. Until one member of the body behaved in a way that became an issue to all the body. That's why your role is very important in the body. Don't underestimate what you are. As a local body here, just one word misplaced may affect the rest of the work of the church. Just one misplaced word. So that's why be careful. Examine yourself under the microscope of... Microsoft. Examine yourself under the microscope of God. Amen. You know the microscope, what it does? You know, working in IT is not easy. The microscope, what it does, it shows you the smallest things that your eyes can't see. Amen. And in the world, they say, the devil hides in small details. Because it's not those big things that you do. Sometimes it's those small things that you don't do or that you do to others that becomes a big mountain and a hindrance for the goodness, for the welfare of the body. Just examine yourself. The prophet says, and they slayed Amorites and Hittites. But there wasn't one herd among any of them until sin came in the camp. And when Achan took that Babylonian garment and that gold wedge and hid it under his camp, then the next day they lost 16 men. Just because of one man, just because of one member in the body, they lost innocent 16 people who still had ambitions in life. They had maybe wives and they bought new land. They had ambitions to build stuff. But because most of the time, it won't be you that will be affected. It will be someone else. I was saying the other day, your lungs may be ill, but the symptoms won't show in the lungs. It will show in the eyes. We'll see green eyes. We'll see, boils on the skin. It's not the skin that sinned. It is the lungs or the liver. But the effect shows in the other different parts of the body.
Amen.
Amen. So Achan sinned, but the manifestation, the effects of that sin didn't show in Achan himself, but 16 innocent people died. Amen. So just examine yourself under the microscope of God and cut off any excess flesh. Then the next day they lost 16 men. Joshua said, stop, wait a minute. There's something wrong in the body. We are going to call 7 days of fast. God made us a promise. There'll be nothing to hurt us. Then he says, why did they die? Innocent man. Why did they die? Because one man stepped out of his lines. You see, reasons this need to be thought. The church lining up with the word of God, lining up with God and lining with each other, walking perfectly upright, soberly before all men. That's what you have to play. Each one of us. Of course, we have our shortcomings. We have our mistakes here and there. But examine yourself under the microscope of the word of God. Those things that happen along the way, clean up as you go. Otherwise, it's going to become a big problem, a massive problem to the rest of the body. Amen. It says, fearing God, because one man stole a garment and done something that he should not do, look the life of 16 men. I think it was 16, maybe more. Amen. So it is very important that we understand these things. It is a walk. Of course, you can't put 2 glasses in a basket and don't expect this glass to collide. There'll always be collisions in us, among us. There'll always be some noise here and there. But let not allow these things to remain unsolved. The problem is that one. Among Christians, we have acquired a habit now of normalizing sin. We don't fix things correctly the way we should. You can offend your brother anyhow. You do bad things to him. You speak wrong. You even defile. You destroy your sister's reputation. You go here, you speak. You know that sister, she's a witch. I don't know if you have a tester or a thermometer that's a check who is witch and who is not. And you will go from here to, a few years ago, before the social network comes up, gossip was just local, So just maybe national or in one city. But gossip now has become international. Yeah. In seconds.
Yeah.
You know that?
Mm-hmm.
You can make up a story here. In the next 5 minutes, it will be in China, in Brazil, in South Africa. You'll destroy someone's reputation internationally. Sometimes by spreading rumors. Sometimes by spreading, you know, lies on the person. You'll go and destroy their influence. But when you realize that it was not so, you'll just come, oh, you know, brother, forgive me because I did wrong to you. No, that shouldn't be like that. That's what we have become believers, you know. You'll go and do any kind of wrong, say any kind of bad about your brother or your sister, but to fix it, you won't go. Because if the damage was international, the correction, the fix must be international. Isn't it? Yeah. You can't go and, you know, in the hiding there, you pull the sister, you go in the office there, you know, I gossip the guy against you. So how will that help me? You know, because of your attitude, because of your wrongdoing, many people, I've just noticed that people have changed attitude towards me. This brother doesn't speak to me anymore. That sister is avoiding me. I don't know what I have done, but it's because of your speaking. Amen. It is because of your gossiping. Now to fix that issue, you should go instead of coming to talk to me to apologize is fine. But you should go to all the people you have spoken evil against that person. Amen. And tell them, you know, if you are real honest, you'll tell them, sister, I had a bad spirit on me. I spoke bad against that sister. She's not a witch. The truth is that she's this, I heard this, and forgive me, it's my mistake. Brother, I did this. You have to fix it that way. And then you come to your brother and tell him, brother, I did something wrong. Because just coming and say, brother, you know, forgive me, you know, because I said something wrong about you. That's fine. But you need to, that brother must understand. Sometimes he must understand why people have changed attitude against him. It's by you telling him, you know, I went to such sister and told her this about you. That's the correct way of fixing things in the church. Amen. That's the correct way. You spoke wrong against a brother. Tell him what you saw, you said. To whom you spoke. I told brother. Wilmo, I told brother. Kwame, I told sister. Gloria, I told her that you are a witch. Forgive me, brother. That's sincerity. But believers, what we have become, you know, it's a bulk repentance. You know, brother, you know, you are human, you know. Sometimes they don't even apologize. It's just a smile. Oh, he was not talking to you for 2 years because he believes he told people that that brother is a witch or that brother did this and that to me. Even if that brother did something wrong to you, you don't have the right to go and speak to a third person. It's between you and that brother. But if you went and spoke to people, you know, for 2 years you won't be talking to the brother, you know, because you believe he's a wrong person, because you believe he's an evil and so forth. And then when you realize that it was not what you believe, of what you have been told, instead of going to apologize to the brother, no, it's just a smile. No, brother, I love you, you know. Brother, come for a meal. The brother will come for a meal, but you have not fixed the problem. Amen. Amen. You have not fixed the problem. It's a big problem. It's a big disease in the body of Christ. We harm people. We wrong people. We cause a lot of damage, but we don't know how to fix it correctly. God will help us one day. We'll speak about discipline in church. It is something that we fail to achieve milestones. We fail to achieve even our adoption because there's no discipline. The prophet says every church must have its discipline. And discipline means the way we solve problems in church. Amen. When issues arise, there's no problem issues arising. But there's a way to fix issues. So that, because if we don't fix something correctly, you know, if I have an issue with Brother Kwame, and we didn't sit and spoke, put the thing on the table, and solve it correctly. We can smile. We can pretend. One day, if I do something else, that issue we didn't solve will come up in my mind. Say, okay, you see, it's because of that problem that brother is behaving like this. It may not be like that. But if we put it on the table, and most of the time, you'll see it was just a misunderstanding. Most of the time, it may just be that there was someone in the dark pulling the strings. Expose that person. Amen. If someone come to tell you, you know, Brother Eli is a witch, take the person. Let's go to see Brother Eli. That's the way to stop it. Brother Eli stole my money. Let me put my own example. Amen. Because if I put Brother Kwame, he'll say, no. Okay, Brother Eli stole your money. Yes. So what did you do? Oh, no, you know he's a bad brother. Okay, what did you do? Brother, go and find Brother Eli. Speak to him. If you don't, next time the brother or the sister comes and start the same, take the brother or the sister. Let's go and meet Brother Kwame. Sorry, Brother Kwame. You are sitting in front of me. And you tell the brother or the sister, Brother Kwame is here. Tell me what you said when he was not there. You will see it will stop it. Amen. Amen. We are talking about the members of the body. We are members of the body. And we shouldn't be playing a role that will make the body to suffer. We are there to minister for the good of the body. If God has given you some, you know, abilities, good speech, or how do you call it? You know, you are eloquent. Your eloquence should be for the good of the body. Your eloquence, you shouldn't use it for gossip. If God made you to be a businessman, you know how to strike deals. It shouldn't be to crook the body. Amen. It should be for the good of the body. Amen. Amen. Because you may have very good skills that God has given you, but if you don't examine yourself and channel those skills for the good of the body, it may become a problem to the body. And if you don't put yourself under the lenses of God's word to get rid of those things that make you not to be a blessing to the body. You know what God did? What God did with Achan? God did it the strong way. God will deal with you the hard way. Achan, since there was, you know, they even called. Why did 16 people die? If Achan just went to Joshua and confessed, say, Joshua, listen, if these things happen, it's because I stole the gold wedge and I did this and that. I don't know what God would have done. Maybe he would have forgiven him. But he didn't bring it under the lenses, under the microscope of the word of God. And God dealt with it in a hard way. Don't wait, because God loves you. God wants you to be a blessing to us. God wants me to be a blessing to you and to myself. But if I don't want to get separated with those things that are a hindrance to the, you know, to the wellness of the body, God will help you. And don't wait until God will deal with you in a hard way. It may have very bad consequences on you. Amen. So we are one body, and let's walk as ministers, you know, song leaders, the technicians there, those who work here and there, Sunday school teachers, everyone. We shouldn't use our position. You know, if I come here and, you know, I just start telling things and, you know, offending people, will that be a blessing for the body? No. Everyone in the role you play. Last Sunday we said, There's no idle member in the body. You should find your position in the body. Every one of us. God didn't call us just to be seated there. The prophet says God called us through steps of salvation. Justification, sanctification, baptism of the Holy Ghost. Sanctification is the cleansing. It cleans you to prepare you for a service. So if God sanctified you, it means you have a role to play in the body. And find that role. I said last time that role may be a visible role. Like us here, you know, it's easy to say, oh, Brother Eli's role in the church is a deacon. It's a visible role. But you might be in a position that is invisible. And I said last Sunday, those invisible organs in the body are sometimes the most important organs. It's not the people that stand here that make this church to stand. It may be you there, you are unnoticeable, but you are the backbone of the church. Have you ever seen your backbone? No, it's not visible. But if the backbone fails, the old body will crumble. Your heart, have you ever seen it? But if the heart fails, the old body will crumble. Amen. So you may be that invisible organ of the body, but you have a vital role you are playing. You may be a prayer warrior. Your role is there in the hiding. You know, in the body, there are members. I was talking about it. They never play their role in the open. Those members, they are the members of the, you know, of the darkness. But they are very vital. They are very important. If they don't play their role, the next generation won't come. They are the hidden members. But if you just neglect those members, you know that there's extinction of your race. Amen. You may be that member. You may be in that position. Just take your rightful position and play your role correctly for the blessing of the body. If you play it on the wrong way, God will deal with you, and it may be very painful. God bless you. Let's stand. Amen. Lord, we thank you for once again granting us this time to go through our Sunday school lesson. We spoke to your people, O Lord, about every one of us should be a blessing and minister for the good and the wellness of the body. Help us to examine us ourselves, O Lord. Take away anything that make us not to be a blessing. Take away anything that stand on the way of fulfilling your will in our lives, O Lord. And bless your people for their amens, for their support, for their willingness to obey to the word of God. As we go along this year, O Lord, any mistake we made in the past years, let it be things of the past, O Lord. If we have been a hindrance to the work of this body, O Lord, let us take our rightful position and play the role correctly, O Lord, so that in this 2023 will be more a blessing, O Lord. Heavenly Father, if there's something in us that we are unconscious of, reveal it to us and help us to be more diligent in serving you. We thank you now. Take leadership, take control, O Lord, of the rest of the service as we commit it into your hands in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.